been a couple weeks since we have been able to open up the window world of Boston weather window and have a legit weather smoke, no offense, Shime.
None taken.
Poke his head outside. So let's do that right now. Ooh. Curtis, welcome back.
Can I just give a quick weather note?
Yes.
Hawaii, by the way, peak tourism, July and August. People are like, why are you going to Hawaii in the summer?
Yeah.
Much nicer weather than here. Cooler.
Really?
Like 78 to 82 every day. Nice breeze. Perfect.
Oh, no humidity?
A little bit of humidity.
Yeah.
Messes with the hair, but I did the best I could.
The water nice and warm over there?
Wigs. Clear. Hanalei Bay on the island of Kauai is the most beautiful place I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Just spectacular. Gorgeous. I'm colorblind and I see the red and the green and the ocean. It was unbelievable. I give it the strongest possible recommendation to anybody out there. But here in Boston, a city that is perfect otherwise, 69 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high of 78. Looks to be a delightful day. Courtney might want to get out on those links. Get ready for the match against Shime. Rest of the week, perfect. Going to heat up Thursday into the 90s for Thursday and Friday as Mookie Betts and the Dodgers invade Fenway Park this weekend.
Okay, you get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. And Courtney, the rest of the news.
Well, there were lots of sharks spotted off Cape Cod over the weekend. In Chatham, they had to clear the water. Lifeguards called everybody out of the water because they spotted a six-footer. Officials down the Cape are telling people to download the Sharktivity app to keep tabs on what's going on. I will be downloading that because I find it kind of interesting to see. A lot of them have names.
Yeah.
You get their measurements and where they are. So it's kind of cool.
Will you stay out of the water? Will you venture into the water? Are you in constant fear of sharks?
I am in constant fear of sharks, but I do love dunking into the water. I'm actually headed to Hampton Beach after the show for the day.
Yeah.
I believe no sharks today.
Yeah.
But
very nice
up there. Yeah. Saturday was up there for Boy Tully's BFL.
How'd that go?
Beautiful day. Beautiful on the beach. Beautiful time.
Yeah.
Great people. The football. I got to give it to some of these dudes going out there playing tackle football on the beach.
It was good?
Yeah, I think he's got a good thing going. Like, if you get had a team come up from Cincinnati. So I think if you get, like, teams from all over the country that are putting teams in, you're out there playing. Because, it's like, you know, people like, you know, seeing that kind of style of football out
there. I saw our guy Lonnie Paxton was
up
there.
Yeah, Lonnie, my boy.
Who else was there?
Lonnie was there. Patrick Pass. I call him now the Real House husband.
Did you get any scoop?
No, just chopped it up a little bit.
Was Robert Edwards there?
No. Okay. Robert, my former college teammate.
No beach for him.
No, yeah. Who else was there? I think Jarvis Green came out. Yeah, excellent. Max Lane. I saw Max up there.
Excellent.
Always a pleasure to see Max.
Oh, and a big weekend. I saw Forged in Foxborough with the Patriots. Their latest episode came out with our friend Dante Scarnecchia.
Yes.
Talking to the players about late-round draft picks that became stars in the NFL. Thought it was really great that Vrabel brought him in to talk to the team.
Well, thank God. The long wait is almost over.
Ugh.
Training camp underway on Wednesday.
Right.
We're almost there. We are almost
there. I cannot wait. It's going to be such an interesting season.
And by the way, Shime, I looked at the Vegas odds this year for quarterback stats.
Yep.
Vegas thinks J.J. McCarthy is a better quarterback than Drake May.
No, just that he'll have more yards and stuff.
And he's touchdowns also, and fewer interceptions.
Yeah, he's playing for Kevin O'Connell, and he's throwing a Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison.
The excuses become already transparent on July 21st.
Well, Minnesota got some talent.
If J.J. McCarthy has a better statistical year than Drake May, it was a failure.
Minnesota was 13-4 last year, Curtis.
Ooh, wow.
Can't rock with you on that
what
one.
What are you doing? Like,
Justin
what are you
Jefferson
talking
about? Is so good.
Justin Jefferson's the best.
Did
made
you watch
Sam Darnold,
J.J. McCarthy at Michigan? He had trouble throwing the ball 15 yards in the air.
Yeah, and when he just has to throw to Justin Jefferson, Justin Jefferson just made Sam Darnold $100 million.
Yeah, that's
Sam
true.
Darnold, another guy that is projected to have a better year, according to Vegas, than Drake May.
Yeah, that I don't think will happen.
We've yet to see a full season of Drake May. Because Rod Mayo couldn't bring himself to make a decision. So or stand on the decision that he wanted to make.
Right.
The fact that you're going to have Steph Diggs week one is a bonus.
If Steph Diggs is healthy for 17 games and J.J. McCarthy is better than you, that's a problem.
All right, go ahead. What's next?
A collegiate summer baseball game in Silver Spring, Maryland was canceled after a firefighter sprayed a fire hose all over the field because he was pissed that a ball hit his car. Oh. So he took matters into his own hands.
This is like a Jackson story.
Yes.
His car has been, his windshield has been hit several times.
Yes, yeah.
When just driving by baseball field.
Yeah, he hit a curb too after. Uh-huh. But here's the apology from the firefighter, Pete Pringer.
I just want to apologize not only to the teams that were involved, but to the league, the players, and more importantly, the fans that were here. The fact that the game had to be canceled, so we apologize for that.
Dink move.
Yeah. Oh, that is a douche move.
Yeah.
So you're pissed off and then you flood the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Guy should have his firefighting privileges revoked.
Yeah. Loser energy. Yeah. I can't believe this next story, but Instacart data shows that vanilla is still America's favorite ice cream flavor.
That surprises you?
Shocking.
Oh.
I think vanilla is one of the worst.
Oh, my God. James' really? Favorite vanilla.
Oh, no. The data showed that vanilla was the most ordered ice cream flavor on the platform last summer. Chocolate came in second, and cookies and cream came in third. Like, I would think, I don't know, cookie dough, I feel like, is always
Yeah, I mean, you would think that even if you're just going to go basic flavors, that strawberry or chocolate would beat vanilla.
What?
No.
Strawberry chocolate. Ice cream, Greg? No. How old are you?
Right. What? Show yourself out.
People love
it's
strawberry.
It's one of the three most favorite flavors.
Nobody
strawberry.
Eats Neapolitan anymore, Greg.
It's always been a go-to flavor, strawberry.
No. I've never gone to get ice cream and been with anybody that ordered strawberry.
Preach. Okay.
Well, Oreo's the goat. That's it. Number one.
How do you feel about black cherry?
Ugh.
I love black cherry ice cream.
I like black raspberry.
How do you guys feel about Rocky Road?
Vanilla and chocolate, number one and number two.
I'm a big Moose Trax guy.
Yeah. And then cookies
and
cream.
That's not an old thing, liking strawberry
ice cream.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
it's super old.
Is.
Yep. It is?
Yeah, 100%.
You're basically dead.
Strawberry shake is different.
I feel like pistachio would be an old flavor.
Yeah.
Or coffee.
Or like Heath Bar Crunch.
Greg loves Heath Bar Crunch.
Heath Bar Crunch.
Is an old person.
Definitely.
I love that. Heath Bar's not an old person.
Yeah, it is.
Courtney's right.
You think coffee is?
Coffee's an old person.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. My grandfather used to eat coffee ice cream.
And
he was born in 1918.
I'll tell you the oldest flavor. Maple walnut.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. But like, what? You're not going to just some like local shop and finding maple walnut everywhere. Like...
Also, I was dragged earlier this morning because I like Van Leeuwen and it's a chain. Like, what is that? Like,
so what?
Why are you dragging me?
They shouldn't drag you for that.
Like what you like. Who cares?
I mean, JP Licks is a chain.
The actual oldest person flavor is rum raisin.
Great point.
Yeah. I have a friend, Rachel, who eats rum raisin. I think it's like
does?
A serial killer move.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about
Jackson,
ice cream?
Jackson gets that hold the raisin.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches?
Yes.
Well, people get
Classic.
Creative with them. Yeah. I mean, not my favorite novelty, if you're talking about novelties.
Great
I agree.
Snack.
But then we actually tried new ones. Nightingale. We got them when we went grocery shopping the other day. They looked good. Cookie Monster. I am obsessed. They're just like the perfect consistency. They're not melting all over your hand. It's like a cookie with cookie dough ice cream inside. They have a bunch of different flavors. There's some with brownie. Oh my God, it's really good.
The existence of Jesus is proven with Chipwiches. Chipwich, when done right,
Curtis.
Is the goat of any dessert.
Curtis, I could not love you anymore.
Like, is Jackson
Chipwiches are dynamite.
So we can have him come in and finish his fried ice cream take?
What?
What was the fried ice cream?
That's right.
We couldn't get to it.
Oh, yeah, because he was trying to answer his own question of the Jackson 5.
So we couldn't really get to the fried ice cream take.
He asked us what our like go-to ice cream flavor is in a heat wave, and then immediately brought up how fried ice cream is super underrated.
But we never got into
it. How do you eat fried ice cream?
We could, but that's where the mystery of the, because as soon as we like explain more, he was like, no.
It was actually, he intended that to be a 5-day tease.
That's horizontal.
Yes.
So ask him on your spare time.
But he overwhelmingly beat, we had a lead off. You guys weren't here. It was Jackson versus ChatGPT, and he won.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he beat the robot. So that's good news for broadcasters.
Amen.
Like
it's because of his ghost story. Of how...
Yes, how
was it the ghost or the alternate universe?
It was like another dimension.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah. He and his dad came upon a police roadblock.
It was rigged. He has 100 burner accounts.
And it was They turned around, and then 30 seconds later, when they had finished turning around and came back, the whole police and the roadblock and everything was gone, like they were never there before.
Glitch right. in the Matrix.
Yep. Yeah.
12 cars been, disappeared.
Yeah, yes. It was a very strange. The whole scenario is very strange. Is of interest.
People say that happens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The turning around before the roadblock thing, though, makes makes you look a little guilty, doesn't it?
I do not accept that loss to Jackson.
I'm not suggesting what the crime would be.
No.
I'm just saying that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
That's it for the news. Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Great to have you back. Great to have Curtis back. And we're going to get to Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning. So you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app. And as always, I want to thank those of you that are watching the show either on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show on Twitch every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, then go see my friends at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They will take the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Here's Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Cubs over the weekend. They avoided a sweep yesterday with a 6-1 win. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up a run on 8 hits while striking out 5, while Willy Abreu had a 2-run homer to get the Sox up 2-1 in the 7th and followed that up with a solo homer in the 8th. Alex Bregman had a pinch hit 3-run homer to get the Sox to 5-1. Alex Cora talked about Garrett Crochet's outing on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Made some pitches when he needed to. They're a tough lineup, you know, very aggressive early on, put the ball in play. There's a reason they are where they are, you know, but I think having that guy on our side, you know, every 5 days, 2-game losing streak, and he comes in and goes 100 pitches, 6 innings, and gave us a chance to win. That's why we traded for him, and that's why we paid him the big bucks.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com, today.
Curtis, Fenway over Wrigley or Wrigley over Fenway in your mind?
One of the most overrated venues in American sport is Wrigley Field.
Okay.
Really?
Fenway Park is far superior to Wrigley. I will take Wrigleyville over Fenway in terms of outside the park, but inside the park, there's no comparison. Fenway is much better.
The Hawk played at both places.
That's right.
Andre Dawson.
My man.
The Sox now in Philly.
And I was excited.
The Sox now in Philly, 6:45 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. Scotty Scheffler takes the Open Championship, finishing 17-under overall at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Scheffler wrapped his final round with a 68. And Donald Trump wants the Commanders and Guardians to go back to their old names.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He took to Truth Social, kind of threatening the Commanders, right, saying, I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change their name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. Huh. The team would be much more valuable and the deal would be more exciting for everyone. So,
yeah, okay. I would focus on bigger issues there, Donald.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
And did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 weight loss adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after. Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. That is what's trending. We'll be right back.
Well, that leads me, I don't want to, but it leads me back to last week, and I guess we need Curtis and Courtney's opinion on the free water.
Oh, man.
I hate to
the
bring
world
it back
we
up
live
again.
In, boy,
we
I
lost,
tell you.
We lost hours on yes. Friday of our lives,
hours.
Which we'll
Did.
Never get back between Chime and Wiggy.
Yeah, the
I'll just ask in general terms. Should water be free at a business like Starbucks?
Like a bottle of water or like the...
No, like a glass of, like yeah. a cup of water.
For not buying anything.
Yeah. It should be free.
Yes. Okay.
Curtis, so, where do you stand on that?
I guess, so it's just something from the tap, just a small glass?
Yes, yep.
I think I lean towards that should be free.
Okay. All right. So you don't have to spend no money. You can just go into any establishment, Matt, for a cup of water.
I mean, I'm just putting myself.
There's no
the,
yeah, well.
If because I work
they,
there,
they sell bottled water.
Right,
but there's no yeah, well.
There is. I just did it.
What was the well part for?
You cut me off before I could continue. I was going to say, yeah, well, they sell bottles of water. If they don't sell the bottle of water, then they can charge for the tap water that they're pouring. But the fact that they sell the bottle of water, the tap is free.
But so then that makes no sense.
It does.
So why wouldn't you buy the bottle of water?
Maybe you don't have your wallet on you. Maybe you don't want to buy it.
Everybody has so you don't want to spend money in the establishment. They're giving away cups of free water. Or you can go in there and ask for a cup of free water because you don't have to buy a water bottle that they sell for $2.40.
Yeah.
But I think if you can sort of tell the difference, right? If you're working at a local coffee shop and a mail carrier comes in drenched in sweat and just says, hey, can I get a small glass of water?
Right.
There's no problem
with
that.
It's funny you phrase it like that, Curtis, because that's exactly what happened, and Wiggy is incensed.
Right. The fact that that same establishment that this person walked into delivering mail had 30 bottles of water right there for $2.40. Like, a cup of water is going to help her in 150 degrees.
Well, it's a small thing. If she wants a big 30-ounce bottled water, she can buy it. But if she's just, hey, I'm parched, there's no water fountain nearby, could I get a
You know what else she had, though?
She was crawling into the place going, can I have some water? Wiggy would deny her water.
The SpongeBob.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You know what else she told us she had? She said she ran out of water in her water bottle, so why couldn't she have taken that same water bottle, went into the restroom, and filled it up from the faucet?
Because you're not allowed to use the restroom if you're not a customer.
Oh.
Right, you need the code.
But they'll give you free water.
Okay, when you go to a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, and you get water, you don't get charged for that.
No, but that's different. You're spending money in that restaurant. Yeah. You're sitting down and you're about to order food or you're ordering drinks. That's completely different.
Sorry, let me just apologize to everybody.
It's like, water's so expensive now, $2.40. She can't afford that.
Maybe she can't.
Also, can you elaborate, because you were talking during the break, you feel like, upon reflection, what happened to the Red Sox this weekend?
Yes.
Winning one of the three is worse than you thought at the start of this morning?
Yeah, and the reason why I think I feel this way is because when you looked at these three games, you had Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito. Arguably your three best pitches. So you only came away with one game against a good team. You're about to play another good team, and now you're going to roll out Dick Fitz, Walker Buehler, and then unfortunately, you know, depending on whether or not Giolito can have a bounce back game, you're going to roll out two pitches that you don't have a ton of confidence in.
That falls on Dick Fitz.
So now you could.
Is that the guy that spilled on Santo?
Yes, that was the guy sitting next to him.
Have you heard from Santo, by the way?
Yeah, he's like, great radio. I'm like, for who?
Oh, he was.
It was Santo's employee of the week.
Yeah. Great radio. Awesome. That was such a good segment. I'm like, yeah, it was wonderful.
Think of all the people Santo, whose day he made better because of that segment. Thank you, Santo.
That's his way of getting back at you for his bad breath comment.
By the way, I do think, Greg, that it's going to be a constant frustrating element of the second half of the Red Sox, which is they are going to be giving Crochet extra rest whenever possible because of the innings limit. So he should, in a normal season, he would have gotten the ball. He got the ball Sunday. He could have started Friday. Back-to-back games, you would have had your ace.
Oink! Oink!
And you didn't because they're concerned about, you know, keeping him relatively fresh. But no matter what, the Red Sox are going to be within 2 to 4 games in the playoffs, either up or behind, right?
Well, I mean, but that's why Craig Breslow has to get a reasonably legit arm, like whatever it takes.
Right, because you can only count on Crochet right now, like as far as a guy that you know can go out there. And you're getting into a position right now. Let's say you got the Phillies in this series. Let's say you're only able to win one game. Now you're going into the Dodgers series against, you know, what, the second best team in Major League Baseball. Now you're going into that series, and you've basically had the fans go, well, here we go again. And then let's say you only win a game. So coming out of the All-Star break, you are headed in the wrong direction again. And so how are fans supposed to buy in? And then you got the Twins, and then you play the Astros.
It's exactly what happened last year, though. They came out of the All-Star break and really went in the wrong direction. So, I mean, it was Curtis's lead this morning. We're in the same exact position we were in.
Right, but if you win this Cubs series, you feel much better. And then you now, like you said, you got Dick Fitz and Walker Buehler going in. So let's say you stumble a little bit against the Phillies. You don't feel as bad. But now if you stumble and you're going to be like, ugh. You couldn't beat the Cubs. You couldn't win that series. You couldn't win the Philly series. And now people are going to go like, what are you going to do against the Dodgers? Unless you have a miracle and you're able to win that series.
I feel like Kyle Schwarber is licking his chops for Dick Fitz. I mean, that guy's going to go yard tonight.
Right. Or even Walker Buehler. I mean, he serves up batting practice like nobody else.
It's amazing. Walker Buehler's making like almost as much as Edelman made in his entire career this season. Baseball is insane. But
Curtis, you're okay with, you said earlier, parting with Jarren Duran or Willier Abreu or name the player.
Yeah, I am. I'm fine with Duran. I would love for the Red Sox to go a game without making an ass of themselves in some capacity on the baseball field. So, and Jarren Duran's usually in the middle of that.
He almost killed Yoshida yesterday.
Oh, my God. I don't get why the team overall is relatively talented. They obviously went on a great streak entering the All-Star break, but they just make dumb decisions.
Stupid.
I don't get it.
Like,
I really
Toro's base running
awful.
And the first game was it the first game? It's like it's a line drive hit to the outfield. You're on set. What are you running like? You in that position, you kind of know like, all right, there's a chance the guy might catch it. So,
The man die? He did.
No. He's okay.
I miss her. She was great.
Yeah. So, that's why.
She's expecting again. I'm very happy
for
her. Yeah.
Oh, she's about to have baby number two?
Well, she unfortunately lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I look at this series, and you have to come away with winning this series. There's no doubt about it. If you want to keep people believing in the team, you have to win this series. You have no choice whatsoever. If you don't win this series, I think you're going to lose a lot of people in the sense of like, oh, they'll probably make the playoffs, but they're not going to do much.
One was self-inflicted and the other one wasn't, but isn't it weird that this team gets to a point where this is crescendo? They win 10 games in a row, and then there's the All-Star break. And it sort of, fizzles out. And then you had the sweep of the Yankees at Fenway Park that Sunday. And then that night they trade Devers. It feels like the two best moments of the season were then either followed by a prolonged period without games, and the other was by the massive trade of Devers. It's kind of strange in that regard.
This is Dakota. Hey, Dakota.
So I need some clarification, Courtney, on this whole, upgrade. So you said it appeared in your app, and as soon as it appeared, you just clicked accept. Is that how it goes?
No, you don't even accept. It changes your seat.
It didn't ask you to? You didn't have to confirm it. It just automatically upgrade.
Yes.
That sounds like cap. Like, Delta is just switching your seat when you're traveling with somebody?
Yes.
Wow.
We were two different reservations.
No, I get that. I heard that part. At what point did you mention to Santo that, hey, I just got a free upgrade, and are you okay with that? Did you ever have the conversation before you got to the gate to say, you know what, I'm going to decline, I want to stay next to my husband?
There is no decline, but I told him immediately. I said, oh, I just got the notification, I just got upgraded. It's not an accept thing. They don't call you.
They just put you there.
They just put you there.
Right.
And so Santo kind of laughed about it. I said, I'm going to try to get you upgraded as well. And I spent the remainder of the time before the flight and once I got on the plane getting him upgraded. But it didn't work.
Was there ever an option once to get to the gate to say, you know what, I'm going to sit with my husband because I couldn't get him upgraded?
Yeah, I'm sure I could be like a big loser and give my seat back. That's kind of a slap in the face to Delta. But yeah, no, I'm sure I could have said, yeah, no thanks.
Right.
But I didn't because I'm not a loser.
What you should have done is walked up to the gate with Santo and ask at the last moment, hey, is there any upgrades now available?
I did, Dakota. I did that for 2 hours.
Okay, so at that point in time, you need to sit back. Santo needs to say, no, definitely take it. I'm okay by myself. Did he ever say that before you guys boarded the plane?
No. He didn't care. Santos sleeps.
No, didn't care is different. Did Santos say definitely take the seat?
I didn't ask him because I'm an independent woman, right, and I don't need to ask my husband if I can take the upgrade. He knows when he married.
Don't you want to get the temperature of Santos?
I know Santos' temperature because I've been with him for quite a bit of time. I know if he's mad. I know if he's upset. He was perfectly fine.
But he didn't want to cause a ruckus at the gate.
Dakota, are you married to him or am I?
What?
Are you married to him or am I?
I've been with my girl for 10 years. I'm not sure how long you've been with Santo, and I travel with her all the time. And I always say if there's an upgrade and there's one of us, you go take it. I'm always being proactive and say, you take the upgrade.
That's chivalry at its finest.
There you go. That is true.
That is love.
Yep.
Right.
And Santo would have done the same.
There's never a conversation about that. I am never, if she has an issue with it, I'm never taking the upgrade over him. What you should have done is offered the upgrade to him and let him decline and says, are you sure you're okay with me? And then you go take it, and then Greg never get a text, and this never is a question for the douche move.
Santo texted Greg because he knew it was going to get me in hot water, and he thinks it's hilarious. We have a good relationship where we can joke with one another. I know a lot of people that's foreign to, but that's what happened this morning.
And I will say, what was the number one difference if you had to give, like, that would have made the seat better that you had versus him? What did your seat have, Courtney, that Santo's seat lacked?
More legroom.
Yeah. And who has longer legs?
That would be Santo.
Right.
So we know what would happen in a fire. Santo, get the hell out of the way. Active shooter, get in front of the bullet. I need to get out of here. We only got one parachute, Santo. That's all right. I'm taking it. Poor guy's on a plane. It's ready to go down. He can't even get to you to give his, like...
No, he could. It was four rows.
His
very,
last
very
little,
easy.
Like, I love you, hold
hands.
Well,
that's hands. The thing. The upgrade wasn't even that great. It
no,
was
I
only
know.
Four rows up.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you just get put there. If you're a solo traveler, and we were put on two different reservations because, as you all know, we were supposed to go to London. We had to cancel that trip, and so I got credit for it. I gave him the credit for his ticket because I paid for... I know this is shocking. I paid for the tickets to London. I know.
There you go.
I know. It's unbelievable. And so I gave him the credit for his ticket, but it was two different reservations.
But why didn't you just say to the gentleman, said, hey, would you mind switching with me? You could take my seat in business class so I can sit next to
my
husband.
Because I'm not a buffoon.
Oh. Don't you love your man?
I do.
What would he have done if the situation were reversed?
Right.
I actually don't know. I think I actually think that Santo would have taken it as well.
Really? Not a chance in hell.
Really?
I think he would have taken it as
well.
Okay. And you know what? I would have given him just a heart of time, but we would have laughed at it after.
Yeah.
I've traveled a lot. And I'm not disputing you, Courtney. I know you're an honest person. And I'm not saying that flippantly, but I don't know of any time where all of a sudden I've had a different seat that was an upgrade that I didn't have to approve.
Do you not have status for any airline?
Well, yeah, but like
I'm not saying that in like a mean way. I'm saying honestly, if you are a medallion status, you automatically get upgrades.
Wow. Sick brag, bro.
That's pretty cool. That's a good status to have.
I know. I'm surprised Curtis doesn't have
pretty
better.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, just speaking of relationship stuff, I missed a lot for the last week. It's given me anxiety. Did you guys talk or will we talk or can we talk about our dear friend Ben Affleck and his relationship with the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
I don't think we can talk. You want to talk about the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
It was shocking to me.
I don't think we can. I guess.
I know we can't say the word.
I guess.
Wait, do I need to like hover over the dump button?
I guess we could. Would you like to address the Gwyneth?
I mean, you have
thoughts on the Gwyneth Paltrow thing.
I have many thoughts.
You do? Huh. Okay.
Shocking.
Yeah. I guess we could try to find a way within the FCC guidelines.
It's more of a question for me to the male, to the males.
To the men in the audience.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, you don't know about the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
I do not.
Neither do I.
Neither one of you know about the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
Oh. We're clueless.
Is it about goop?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Is it about those candles?
Huh?
Is it about those candles?
Nope. No, no.
You wish. You wish it was about the candles.
We're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. I'm sure some of those on the douche move at the airport Was it Shannon Airport where this started or Dublin?
Or Dublin on the way back.
Dublin,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Hill Notes on any topic, leave them now. We'll play the best ones back at 9:20 on today's show. Jones and Keith coming up at 10, and they will be at Gillette Wednesday live as training camp gets underway for the New England Patriots. Curtis and Courtney are back on this show. Speaking of that, Curtis, not everybody believes that the Patriots are a lock this season when it comes to the over.
Yeah, there was a story at ESPN.com that all their insiders sort of weighed in on the best bets and the worst bets. And the second on the list for worst bets was the over 8.5 win total for the Patriots. They say more than doubling a win total from the year prior, no matter how many changes you make, is wishful thinking, that it's far more likely that they'll be under and you get more juice going with the under because so many people have taken the over for the win total
unless
for the
you're
Patriots.
The Washington Commanders. But yeah,
I look at the Patriots schedule. We did it whenever that was, like a month ago when I was here. Yeah. That to me, it's a no-brainer. As long as Drake May is healthy, and he's got a more likely chance to remain healthy given the offensive line upgrades, even if it's not an all-time great offensive line, you have Josh McDaniels, who is a better coordinator than Scott Van Pelt's brother. You have Mike Vrabel, who's a better coach than Gerard Mayo.
Yep.
The only question, I don't know the health status of the defensive coordinator from Detroit. Have you guys seen anything on that?
No, I haven't seen anything on it.
He wasn't here for the off-season mandatory workouts, right? Because of some health
issues. Yeah.
So that could be, I guess, concerning. I don't know. But I just think the team's better. Steph Diggs opening camp off the PUP list is a huge development.
I don't want to maybe I'm overly excited about that, but I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Especially with how often he's been working out with Drake. Like, they've been together quite a bit this offseason. So the fact that he's not only just working out with him and practicing, but the fact that he's going to be able to actually go. We thought it was just like good team bonding. This is actually going to be very helpful for
them.
If
they finish with 7 wins, I think it's a failure. I don't know if anybody looks at that and says that's a success.
If you double your win total from the year prior, that's a failure?
Yeah, I don't think anybody expects, like, you think that's a success for this football team?
7-8 wins is a success, yes.
No way.
I mean, the Patriots fired a coach that equaled the win total of the greatest coach of all time from the year prior. I feel like this season, this team winning 7 games is a failure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't think
then you should be prepared for a failure of a season. Like, if you think 7 or 8
then
wins,
then you're wrong
is a
about
failure.
Drake May. If that's what happens, you're dead wrong.
I'm absolutely not. First of all, you can't just go from being on a 3-win team to being like an MVP candidate at quarterback.
Okay,
not exactly.
Well,
how
let's
it works.
Go through great quarterback's second full year as a starter.
Yeah, the guy he gets compared to the most took 3 years to be a really good NFL starter.
Well, he got great when who arrived?
Yeah, Steph Diggs in his prime. This is a 2-year-old Steph Diggs.
Greg, I
coming
can't
off
do it this year. I already feel the agita.
No,
of
you
of
coming from the guy who also
Drake
put the
May.
Red Sox in the World Series before the season. Like you're
well.
This
I mean,
is
Greg
the
had
time,
the parade over the break.
This is the first time anybody's going to say this to you. You're being way too optimistic about the teams of this city.
Well,
prior to the season.
That's
starting.
The Mahalo spirit.
Yeah, it's just like I think it's insane that people expect more than double your win total from last year
because Shime can't hear this, Greg. If Drake May is healthy for 17 games and they win 7 or fewer, Drake May ain't it.
Yeah.
Okay, Curtis.
Listen, we have always credited a team that's coached by Bill Belichick with getting an extra couple wins, whatever. Am I right about that?
Yep.
Can you not look back at last year and suggest that Gerard Mayo may have cost you a couple wins and that you should... Your win total, which was 4, or you like to call it 3, because
it was 3,
but should have been more.
I mean, maybe, but like you can't really point. There weren't enough close games.
The Colts and the Titans, you can put directly on Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, you couldn't get stops when it mattered most, right? In overtime against the Titans, and then on that 19-play drive by the Colts.
So they're going to have a better defense, and Josh Allen, other than his first year as rookie year. Has won 10 games or more every year as a starter. So even though, whereas times he was struggling in his first 3 years as a starter without Steph Diggs, they were still winning. Like, I think when I look at this Patriots team, my expectations going into the season are better coaching staff, better offensive coordinator. The defense will be better because of the additions they made. The offensive line should be a better offensive line because they drafted a left tackle at number with their first overall pick, who was the, what, fourth pick taken,
yeah.
Correct? So if you win seven games, then...
Well, you also acknowledge that the in from your perspective, the defense got better.
Yeah, the schedule's easier. So I kind of agree with Curtis on this one. Like, if you win seven games, then that means Josh Allen. That means Drake May, his performance...
I just don't think the offensive line is nearly as good as you guys think it is. Like,
yeah, but you also keep saying doubling your wins, like that has to be a success. But it's not really doubling the wins for Drake May. Drake May wasn't in for the first win.
Correct.
And so...
Yeah, so if Drake May goes from one win to seven, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, for playing in the amount of games he played in for his first season to now playing a full season, having a full off season under his belt, like, I don't think you're giving him enough credit.
Greg, I think you're exactly right, Courtney. I just, if everybody around Drake May has to be great, why did you use a top five pick on him?
I'm not saying everybody has to be great, but they have to be better than the worst in football, Curtis.
But
they were the 32nd ranked offensive line last year.
Right, and they'll be better.
How much better?
Transcendent quarterbacks elevate everyone else. They don't require great players all over the offense to be good.
I agree, but you can't just be... sometimes you're not just transcendent overnight either. Again, Josh Allen was not elevating people in his second
Drake
year
May
in football.
Drake May wasn't transcendent at North Carolina.
Yes, he was way better in his junior year, and he was good in his senior year
when he had zero
talent.
What was his signature win in college?
Okay, Curtis, good for you. There's a lot of quarterbacks didn't have Patrick Mahomes didn't have a signature win in college.
Right, and he got to the NFL and elevated everyone around him.
Yeah, because he had the greatest offensive coordinator, arguably in NFL history, and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. That kind of helps.
Okay,
you have Josh McDaniels and the corpse of Steph Diggs.
What's the quarterback Andy Reid coached that had 50 touchdown passes before Patrick Mahomes?
He made Alex Smith a legitimately good quarterback in the playoffs.
Nobody even came close to the numbers Mahomes. Head.
Yes, because Mahomes is really good, plus Andy Reid made him great. If Mahomes doesn't have Andy Reid at the start of his career, he's not as great off the rip. It's very simple.
Josh Allen, his second year, 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, over 3,000 yards.
Yep.
And the team went 10-6. Like I said, when I look at this Patriots, this football team, anything under 8 wins to me is a failure, because my expectations are that when you do what you did, and you bring in Vrabel, you bring in Josh McDaniels, even Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator in Mac Jones' rookie year with, I would say, less talent on offense, won 10 games. I think Josh McDaniels has more talent versus Mac's rookie year, right? So when you look at what he's going to be, the deck that he's going to be, you know, playing with, is better than what Mac had when Mac was a rookie and Mac went. And I think Drake May is far better than Mac Jones.
Yeah. All right. Derek, the Steelers fan, I think, wants to weigh in on this. I'm fine with that when we come back. 617 texter asking if we're going to talk about the Gwyneth thing. I don't know. I don't know if we can.
I'm trying to figure out what the word I'm going to use.
The Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to use a word?
Well, I'm just...
Okay, all right,
you know.
Think about the words.
Yeah.
We will be right back.